This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manhero akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manhero anhasi uri musi wechitatu zvita 24, 2014.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndichiti ezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Taona kuti mari yaramba kubuda, takakurumidzawo kuti tinyore tsamba tichida kukurudzira hurumende kuti izvizive kuti vashandi vaya vari kuchema vakawanda vatadza kuwana mari, kunyanya isu varairidzi ndokushaya mari dzebhonasi. Saka ndozvataida kuti vazvinzwisise.
Vashandi vehurumende vonyunyuta nekusajeka kwekuti vanowana mari yavo yebhonasi riini.
Kufamba kwacho mukoma tiri kurwadza, nokuti mari dzatenge takachengeta tichiti ndo dzatichafambisa parwendo ka taona mitengo yacho yakachinja. Saka zvatiomera chaizvo, pataimbokwira isu $5 nhasi uno tashandisa $10 kuti tisvike ipapo.
Vamwe vemichovha vokwidza mari dzemabhazi zvoomera vashoma vari kuenda kumusha.
Tiro yangu yange yekuti ndibude zvangu muna asise munhu asinika ina tichatombotambira zvangu muna tozoona 2016 kuti inopinda yakaita zvei.
Vamwe amai vakasununguka vana vana vanoti vachiri muchipatara nekushaya pekugara.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Rimwe sangano revarairidzi reProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, kana kuti PTUZ, rinoti ranyorera kugorokota idzva rezvevashandi nemabasa amai Priska Mpfumira, richida musangano wechimbi chimbi pakati pevashandi vehurumende nehurumende kuti vajekeserane nezvenyaya yemari dzebhonasi. Danho ratorwa nesangano iri rinotevera kupesana kwemashoko kwarinoti kuri kubva kuhurumende, zvichitevera kusiyana kwemazuva ari kunzi ndiwo achabhadharwa vashandi vasati vawana mari dzavo dzemabhonasi. Svondo rapera, vaive mutevedzeri wegurukota rezvevashandi Vatongai Muzenda vakabudawo vachizivisa kuti hurumende yaizobhadhara vashandi vayo vasati vapiwa mari dzebhonasi dzimwedzi unouya. Asi nhasi bepanhau reChronicle rinoti amai Mupfumira vakavimbisa kuti vamwe vashandi vachapiwa mari dzavo mwedzi uno, vanenge vasara vozopiwa mwedzi unouya. Asi munyori mukuru wePTUZ vaRaymond Majongwe vanoti hurumende haina zvairi kuita kuti ifambise mashoko aya nenzira kwayo kunze kwekuzvionawo mumapepanhau. Hurumende yakazivisa kuti nekuda kwekushayiwa mari yaizopa vashandi vayo mari dzemabhonasi nezvikamu zvikamu. Mauto nemapurisa vanonzi vakatopiwa kare mari dzavo. Studio 7 yakundikana kubata amai Mupfumira kana ugurukota rezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa kuti tinzwewo mativi ehurumende. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navamajongwe avo vanoti nhengo dzavo dzicharamwa mabasa temu inouya kana nyaya iyi isina kugadziriswa.
Taona kuti mari yaramba kubuda, takakurumidzawo kuti tinyore tsamba tichida kukurudzira hurumende kuti izvizive kuti vashandi vaya vari kuchema vakawanda vatadza kuwana mari, kunyanya isu varairidzi ndokushaya mari dzebhonasi. Saka ndozvataida kuti vazvinzwisise kuti vaone kuti zvatiri kutaura vazviteerere ende tikwanise kuti tiwane solution. Saka ndozvazotiposa kuti titi nepaChristmas pano tiedze kunyora minista tsamba tichiti toda kuti tiite musangano, nekuti taona kuti Apex Council neutungamiri hwayo vanenge vasikuita zvatiri kuda. Ndosaka taita zvichemo izvozvo.
Mati manzwa here kubva kugurukota pamusoro pechikumbiro chenyika?
Taisa chikumbiro tatozonzwa nhasi kuti pabuda mashoko angu aitaura kubepa nhau rekuBulawayo rinonzi Chronicle. Saka ipapo ndobva topisha musoro kuti zviri kufamba sei, nekuti taifunga kuti nekutungurudzika kune vashandi vangadai vakangodaidza vashandi kuti mhanyai kuno tigare pasi tikuratidzei zviripo pane kuti tiite zvekuerenga mumapepa. Zvoita sekunonzi tiri kutaura nyaya yemagitare kana nyaya yebhendi. apa tiri kutaura nyaya yekutambura kwevanhu.
Asi tinonzwa vachitaura kuti mari dzimwe dzichawanikwa kupera kwemwedzi uno dzimwe muna January. Hausi hurongwa huri nani here tichitarisa hwakambenge hwaziviswa nehurumende wekuti mese muchawana mari muna January?
Chiripo ndechekuti hatina hurongwa huripo, nekuti munhu akanga ataura hurongwa uhwu akadzingwa basa Itongai Muzenda. Hatizi kuti akataura izvi atumwa here kana kuti akataura izvi achifunga zvinhu zvake here kana kuti akataura zvinhu rekuti vamugabe vangoenda kuholidhe mangwana apedza zvinhu ndobva afuma achinzi adzingwa basa. Saka isi hatizi kuti Tongai Muzenda zvaitaura anga atumwa nani. Zvimwe chete nezvekutaurwa naminista velabor ivo Mai Mpfumiri, hatizi kuti zvavari kutaura nhasi kana zvavari kunzi vataura vazvitaura naminista Chinyamasa vachizviziva here, kabineti ichizviziva here, nekuti ndozvanetsa. Nekuti kune proper structure yekuingenja government. Pane inonzi joint negotiating council, ndopatinogara zvepasi toudzwa kuti zvakamira so, totaurirana toisa zvichemo zvedu, towirirana kana kusawirirana, kwete zvekuti tinongoudzwa sekunonzi chidyo chechechi chinongonzi nafata chaperera panapa.
Vanga vari munyori mukuru wePTUZ vaRaymond Majongwe vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7.
Zvichakadaro, veruzhinji muHarare nasi vange vari chipatapata kugadzirira zororekisimusi mangwana, asi vamwe vazhinji zvikuru vane mabhizimisi nevanotengesa mumigwagwa vange vachichema-chema zvakanyanya kuti bhizimisi range risiri kufamba semakore ose. Mutoriri wenhau Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Mumabhanga mambowanda vanhu mangwanani sezvo vamwe vashandi vehurumende vange vari kutambira nhasi, asi kusvika masikati mange musina vanhu. VaJeffrey Moyo ndemumwe avo vamukira kubhanga, asi vanoti vakasika kubatsirwa sezvo mabhanga mazhinji ave kuburitsa mari inosvika zviro zvishanu zvemadhora pamishina yepamudhuri kana kuti maautomated teller machines. Vauza Studio 7 kuti kunyange hazvo vawana mari yavo havana chavakwanisa kutenga chekisimisi sezvo mari yavo iri shoma.
Kumusha ini hangu zvokuenda kumusha zvingatonetsa mari yandawana ishomasa zvinhu zvakatoma. Ndikaenda kumusha kwacho ndinogona kuzonotadza kudzoka, ndinonetsa naenda vanhu vari kumusha ikoko ndotsvakazve mari yekudzoka. Saka mahwani zvinhu zvinomira zvakanaka, kungowanawo yekuti ubhadhara rindi nekutenga chikafu pano nepapo.
Vezvitoro zvembatya vati kunyange hazvo vanhu vange vari kutenga, bhizimisi range rakaderera kana zvichienzaniswa nemamwe makore. VaRichard Virindi vanotengesa mimhanzi nemifananidzo mumugwagwa Angwa vauza Studio 7 kuti vanhu vashoma vari kutenga zvinhu zvichienzaniswa nemamwe makore. Vati nekuda kwaizvozvo havana kuwana mari inokwana kuti vaende kumusha kwavo kunotamba kisimusi.
Mazira taita semugore rapera negore rapera rachero vanhu patatiri mubusi vibe December taitozoroti ndo patinotowana zvekuti murizhe vati izvezvi hakuna chekutenga. Hakuna zvinotoita kuti ngemunhu akatopuwa mari yacho aritoisungira aritopfekera mukasa kahome kemukati ketirausi kaikai kuti isabuke.
Vanhu vange vachienda kumaruwa vange vari vashoma, uye zvinonzi kumusika wemabhazi ekumaruwa weMbare vanhu vambowanda mangwanani, asi pasvika Studio 7 kune dzimwe nzvimbo masikati vanhu vange vave vashoma uye mamwe mabhazi ange ave kutodzikisa mitengo. Vamwe vataura neStudio 7 vati mabhazi anga achienda kwaMutare ange ari kubhadharisa vanhu madhora 10 nemaviri mangwanani, asi masikati ange aderedza mutengo kusvika pagumi chete. Ngatinzwei mumwe mushandi weimwe kambani yemabhazi aramba kudomwa nezita achitsanangura zvange zvichiitika pamusika uyu nhasi.
Zvekufamba zvinhu zvepuresha zvezvose kuitika mamumakuru vanhu vangu vachingopinda muvhenenge iriko.
Vanhu vazhinji vanoti vaona zvakakodzera kubhadhara mari dzechikoro dzevana vavo pachinhambo chekufara pakisimisi, uye vamwe havana kutombobhadharwa zvachose. Izvo zvichaita kuti vasurukirwe pazororo rekisimusi. Ndakamira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chifera.
Tichiri panyaya yezororo, kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzakawanda munyika vanhu vange vachichema-chema nekukwidzwa kwemari dzemabhazi nemichovha. Kumarondera vataura neStudio 7 vati vanga vachibhadhariswa madhora mana kwete madhora maviri semazuva ose. Vamwe vanoti vemichovha vari kubhadharisa madhora 10 kana 10 nemaviri panosimbobhadhariswa madhora mashanu kana matanhatu. Mumwe mugari wekwamurehwa vaMorgan Matanda Manyoro avo vaendawo kumusha nhasi vanoti vaomeserwa zvikuru nevemichovha vakwidza mari dzekuripira kakapetwa kaviri sezvo vanga vasina kuzvigadzirira. Vanoti kusvika pamurehwa senda vaisibhadhara madhora matatu, asi nhasi vabhadhariswa madhora matanhatu. Ngatinzwei vachitsanangura.
Kufamba kwacho mukoma zviri kurwadza, nokuti mari dzatenge takachengeta tichiti ndo dzatichafambisa parwendo ka taona mitengo yacho yakachinja. Saka zvatiomera chaizvo, pataimbokwira isu $5 nhasi uno tashandisa $10 kuti tisvike ipapo.
Tanzwa kuti kubva kuHarare kusvika pamurewa mabhadhariswa mari yakapetwa kaviri, manga muchimbobhadhara mari?
Tange tichimbobhadhara $3 kusvika pamurewa, asi nhasi uno tabhadhara $6, asi vamwe vanga vachiitawo $7.
Kuve kwamutoko tanzwawo kuti vari kukwidza zvisingataurike.
Ya, kwamutoko ndanzwawo zvimwe chete izvozvo. Dzimwe hama dzangu dzenge dzichiendawo ikoko dzenge dzichitaura kuti vari kubhadhariswa $15 kusvika pamutoko sendi. Saka handina chokwadi chakazara, asi ndizvo zviri kuitika chokwadi.
Vanga vachimbobhadhara mari kusvika kwamutoko sendi?
Pamutoko senda yaifanirwa kunge iri $5.
Saka vakwidza kusvika 15?
Yasvika pa15, ye. Yeah.
Izvikonzero ndezvekuti vanhu vawanda here vari kufamba kana kuti dzimotokari ishoma?
Ndinoona kusetsika yango jairwa neiwo wedzimotokari wedu awa vanotitakurawo. Nokuti pahoridhe yega yega vanotora advantage yekuti vakwidzire vanhu mutengo. Mota hadzo hadzina kunyanya kuti dzaita shoma. Nokuti mazuva ano zvekufambisa izvo vamwe vanadzowo motokari dzavo dzekufambisa. Saka vanhu vanga vachitakurika zvavo, asi kungoti mitengo yacho ndoyavangojairira kukwidza.
Asi nhasi panga pakawandwa here pamusika pembare?
Vanhu vanga vakati wandei ndizvozvo, nekuti zuva rimwe chete rekuti vanhu vanenge vachibuda mudzimba dzavo vese vachienda kufamba pazuva rimwe chete. Saka uwandu hunenge huripo zvechokwadi.
Vanga vari mumwe mugari wekwamurehwa vaMorgan Matanda Manyoro vari parunare kwamurehwa kwakare neStudio 7.
Mutauriri wemapurisa Chief Superintendent Paul Nyati vanoti vanhu makumi mana nemasere vashaya kubva musi wa15 zvita kusvika pari zvino munjodzi dzemugwagwa. Masvingo ndiyo inonzi ine vanhu vakawandisa vashaya munjodzi dzemugwagwa, vanhu vegumi nevana. Kune vamwe vanonzi vashaya vakawanda kuMatabeleland South neMidlands. Mapurisa anoti pane njodzi mazana manomwe negumi nemasere dzaitika pari zvino zvichienzaniswa nemazuva mamwe chete ayo gore rapera, uko kunonzi kwakaitika njodzi mazana mashanu nemakumi mapfumbamwe nemapfumbamwe. Vanhu vakuwara gore rino vanosvika mazana mashanu zvichienzaniswa nemazana maviri nemakumi matanhatu nemana gore rapera. Mapurisa anoti kusatyaira zvakanaka ndiko kuri kupa kuti njodzi dzirambe dzichiwanda mumigwagwa.
Ini ndini Michael Kariati. Muve nekrisimisi yakanaka pamwe negore dzva rinofadza.
Vateereri, musakangana kuti munokwanisawo kubata Studio 7 pa909 AM, pa4930, kana pa12080 ne15455 kHz pashortwave.
Tinoda kukuzivisai vateereri kuti chirongwa chenyu chava paFacebook. Tine Facebook page yeshona. Endai pa www.facebook.com/voa.shona. Tinodzokorora zvakare Facebook page yedu www.facebook.com/voa.shona.
Yasvika nguva yekuti timbotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama vanoti vari kutambira nemufaro danho ratorwa nekambani yeSony Pictures yekuti vaburitse zvakare firimu rinotaura nezvekuurayiwa kwemutungamiri wenyika yeNorth Korea vaKim Jong-un. Sony yainge yambomisa kuburitsa firimu iri mushure mekutyisidzirwa nehurumende yeNorth Korea ichiti ikangoburitsa firimu iyi yaizoburitsawo tsambambozha dzayainge yatora muchiwande kubva kukambani yeSony.
Nyika yeJordan inoti varwi vanopfurikidza mwero veIslamic State kana kuti ISIS vabata mumwe mutyairi wendege yehondo wenyika iyi kumaodzanyemba kweSyria. Ndege iyi inonzi yapfurwa pedyo neguta reRaqqa.
Mumwe mukomana wechitema Antonio Martin anonzi akapfurwa akafa nemapurisa kuMissouri muAmerica neZuro. Mupurisa wechichena anonzi ndiye akaita izvi. zvinonzi zvapa kuti vanhu vemunzvimbo iyi vatange kuratidzira. Kunyange hazvo mapurisa achiti mukomana uyu ainge anongedzera mupurisa uyu pfuti, amai vake vanoti mashoko avakanzwa ndeyekuti haana kunge aita izvi.
Ndine mutori wenyu wenhau Reda Moyo, ndinokushuvirai zororo yeChristmas tsvene negore dzva rine mufaro uye runyararo.
Imwe mhuri yemumusha wembare muHarare yakabatsirwa nevana vana mwedzi minomwe yapfuura inoti ichiri muchipatara cheHarare Hospital, umo vari kuchengetwa sezvo vasina pekugara pakanaka. Amai vevana ava, amai Alice Mutasa, vanoti kunyange hazvo vana vavo vakasimba vachiri vakachengetedzwa muchipatara sezvo kwavanogara kusina nzvimbo yakatambanuka. Vana ava vanonzi Charmaine, Chanel, Chantel naShalene. Mai Mutasa vanoti pane vamwe mai vane tsiye nyoro vari kuvabatsira pari zvino kuti vaunganidze mari yekuti vatsvage pekugara pakatambanuka. Pari zvino mai Mutasa vanoti vakavhurirwa akaunti yebhanga reCabs, uko vanoda kubatsira vari kuendesa mari yekuti vazowaniswa pekugara pakanaka. Mai Mutasa vane makore makumi maviri ekuberekwa uye vane mumwe mwana mukomana ane makore mashanu uye vanoti ari kuchemera kuti vadzoke kumba. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yaitwa naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 naMai Mutasa pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Pari zvino hatisati.
Vakadii ivo makwadzi? Vane mwedzi mingani?
Vana makwadzi vari veiti zvavo, vane 7 months.
Imi saamai vemakwadzi muri kuona sei kuti pari zvino muchiri makachengetedzwa muchipatara apa mumwe mwana wenyu ari kumba?
Zvinhu zvinondirwadza zvangu, asi sevunhu asina chaina chandinochandingakwanisa.
Ivo vana chiremba nevari kukuchengetedza imomo vari kuti chii?
Pari zvino vana chiremba havachatombovaoni vana, nekuti vana varaiti havarwari. Izvozvi ndakangochengetwa zvangu navakuru vechipatara vechiti varumwe kumbotsvaga zvemawewuchers kuti hakwanisi here kubatsira panyaya ino yose.
Saka vakuru vechipatara vanoti muchazoburitswa zvaita sei?
Ivo vari kuti zvino kumba kwandaigara kwakuinyatsoita nevana, nekuti nzvimbo diki. Saka vari kumirira pane weusha wedu akatinzwa akatanga kufoma trust inonzi Quadruples Club, akabva vhura akaunt kuCabs. Tinangoti akaenda kunotaura nevanhu vekuCabs vane dzimba dzinotengeswa muno muHarare, tikanzwa izvo kuCabs kuri kudiwa 30,000. Saka akabva avhura akaunti iye achiti kana paine anenge achikwanisa kubatsira, kana ane dhola kana ane sendi chairo, akangoisawo ikabatana. Iye kufunga kwake aiti ingangokwana ikaona kubuda munhu.
Saka pari zvino mungazive here kuti yamira papi mari yekuti mukwanise kutengerwa imba?
Izvizvizvi handisani ndaziva zvangu kuti yapapi.
Shuwiro yenyu ndeyeyi amai makwadzi panguva ino yezororo rekisimusi?
Shuwiro yangu yanga iri yekuti ndibude zvangu muno, asi semunhu asina chaina chatombotambira zvangu muno, tozoona 2016 kuti inopinda yakaita sei.
Vanga vari amai Mutasa vachitaura naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 vari muHarare. Teererai zvakare nemugovera apo tichataura zvakare namai Mutasa pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai.
Ndinonzi Abraham Kajuni, ndinoda kukorokotedza hama dzangu dzose dzekwaKajuni muZimbabwe yose, vanosanganisira mbuya vangu, mbuya Muponda, sekuru Muponda kuMondoro, amai vangu, amai Chirembwe kuGrenora C. Ndoda kumhorosa zvekare amainini wangu wari mumarondera ama dzose sekuru Sadiki kwa Murewa baba wangu kupitrisi mwina wangu Nefa mwana wake Rosi nemununguna wake Mikey wose vanondiziva kwa Maruva Zimbabwe yose ndoda kuenda zvekare kuchweshe kondoda umhorosa baba na mai Tembo wose vari kwa Maruva ndoda kuti vave negoredza nekisimusi yakanaka tinotenda tachengetwa naMwari tirambe takangobatana semhuri Mwari vagotichengeta zvegore rinouya and then also to thank you Studio 7 for giving us the real news which is happening in this country. We have been in a very big crisis for the past years. Tishingota uruwa manye pasuda ukutenda yuti mwaramba mshingoti uniforma mshiti panyu unau chaizo chaizo tezuru kutika mnika ndatenda.
Ini zita rangu ndinonzi Ashton Gungungu ndiri kukariba pakariba Heights ndida kuti kuhama dzangu dzose muno muZimbabwe mova nekrisimusi yakanaka negore dzvarakanaka kumusha kumakonde kwangurunguru ndoda kukwazisa vabereki vangu vose nehama dzangu dzose mova nezororo rakanaka isu hatisi kukwanisa kuuya kumusha ikoko zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka ndofunga munongo unomamirira akaita zvinhu munyika kudai so so ndozotoo kuna danhama pavamhonde sekondari nasolomoni mudimuranwa muve nekrisimasi yakanaka mopinda mugoredza zvakanaka namukoma wangu vari kuchinhoi bubatariro namurindagomo vakuru mova negoredza rakanaka nekrisimasi mutipowo zvamunosiya pakrisimasi apa isu hatina zvinhu zvakaoma mari hapana
Bumenderai Message ino ndichiti makorokoto kuna Felix inatarisai magaisa kuZimbabwe ndini mai vavo Bhujamu ndinoti muve neChristmas nenew year yakanaka mufare zvakanaka kuZimbabwe ikoko kubudiriro 5B ndini mai venyu Bhula Jamu ndiri kuno South Africa mulocation inoitzero Zetenville handisi kukwanisa kuya paChristmas ndinouya paNew Year saka mupembere muve neChristmas neNew Year yakanaka tinosangana handabvi yangu kudomboshava Clever muzvana mudzimai nevana muve neChristmas neNew Year yakanaka mai nababa chitopone mhuri kubudiriro upembere zvakanaka tichasongana pagoredzva ina handikwanisi kuuya Christmas ino ndichauya muna January Bhula Jamu ndatenda hangu mufare zvakanaka musafarise
ndinonziwo fore ndiri kuno kuJohannesburg ndinoda kushuvira Studio 7 kuru yese horidhe yakanaka Christmas happy Christmas yakanaka ndisingakanganwe akomanaa inotitepfenyurira mwararo kuvana Ivan Chifera Thomas Chiripasi taurai shava anoti basa enderai mberi nebasa kumana mushande zvakanaka holiday ini
mukoma blessing najonga aiwa makapenga varomi sande dzenyu tokupai taripoti pamwe mudhara ndiyoga mudhara but inini ndimi madhare madhara munogona isu kwatiri tiri kugokwe kuganda varo iku kwatakasaa takasarira uko saka imi ndima kuti ndatitodini tichitopindawo mustaira takutiwo zviri kuitika havo uno kupi nekupi aiwa rambai makashingirira semadzimai eziyoni aiwa ndatenda hangu ndatenda hangu ini John Mavesere
Happy Holiday Studio 7 sarangu ndonzi kuda kwashe mutumbano ndinogara kuGreendale kuHarare
Bazivai muri yeZimbabwe inindi netwa tafadzwa gadzira ndinoti vanhu vemuZimbabwe ngatiwe nezoro rakanaka nemi wa shamarewe studio 7 tiruti muwe ne Xmas ya kanaka negoretra andechiti ndatenda ini ndinetwa atafazo kazira ndirikuno kwa konyo kwa gutu ndinoti tirikubata esha kanaka naka dema wezira nguwe chilongo achenyu ndatenda
magadi iku blena chunga ini ndinitiririzi wanai vamuno South Africa mpulukwani tinoda kuudza mai vangu vari kuzvishavani kuniu pa E2 kuti vave ne Christmas yakanaka nasekuru vangu vari panogara kuzvishavani kuti kumaglazi pa BB139 kuti vave ne Christmas yakanaka nehama dzangu dzose dzekwaziva nai ndinoda kuti vave ne Christmas yakanaka ini kunokwandiri haa zviri kufaya nemiwo vakomana muve ne Christmas yakanaka muno muSouth Africa zvose zvinoendeka hapana chinonyanya kunetsa kuZimbabwe utongoti voshingirira zviriko zvichanaka hazvo
ino iStudio 7 anemi muchirongwa ndini Blessing Zulu nemwe wangu Jonga kandebiri tiri muWashington DC.
Muchirongwa chedu chelive talk na 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa nyaya yekusapiwa mabonus kwevashandi vehurumende nevamwe.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi titumirei matext messages panamba dzinoti 1-202-465-0318 muchitudza namba dzenyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai.
Munogonawo kufona panamba dzinoti 001-202-617-2077 kuti mutaure palive talk.
Yashika, yashika, oh, yashika, oh, ngati temberere amane shamwari. Isi musi yashika, 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 oh, yashika, oh, ngati temberere amane shamwari. Tichitenda ukamwari wedu nemitsimo. Tichitenda ukamwari wedu nemitsimo. Ngatichengeta kusvika zuva ranhasi. Ngatichengeta kusvika zuva ranhasi. Vakawanda vakoniwa, vakawanda vatadza kupindamo, vakawanda vakoniwa, vakawanda vatadza kupindamo, vakawanda vakoniwa, vakawanda vatadza kupindamo, goreja, goreja, tinokutenda ikoko, goreja, goreja, ndingana sita pindamo, goreja, goreja, tinokutenda ikoko, goreja, goreja. Yashika, 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 oh, yashika, oh, ngati temberere amane shamwari. Isi musi yashika, 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 oh, yashika, oh, ngati temberere amane shamwari.
Nako kambo kisimusi kubva kuna Zivanai Govea nechikwata Heritage Survival Band tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu sezvongo yedu yapera. Regai timbotarisa misoro yenhau zvakare.
Vashandi vehurumende vonyunyuta nekusajeka kwekuti vanowana mari yavo yebonus riini.
Vamwe vemichovha vokwidza mari dzemabhazi zvoomera vashoma vari kuenda kumisha.
Amai vakabatsirwa nevana vana vanoti vachiri muchipatara nekuda kwekushaya kwekuenda kana vakabuda muchipatara. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana uye muve nekisimusi yakanaka. Anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu. Aiwa vateereri nhambetambe inoregwa ichanaka. Tokusiyai mina Sandra Nyaira na Chris Kandel.
Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 24th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Opposition political parties say 2014 was another 12 months of incremental decline and hardships for the people of Zimbabwe. They blame ZANU-PF for failing to address the country's worsening economic situation.
More industries closed, more jobs were lost, productivity declined. The economy went into a process of shutdown, so it has now started to recede.
Mixed fortunes on the country's roads as some commuter operators hike fares on busy routes, while others are forced to reduce fares due to the low Christmas Eve activity.
And four children who were burnt to death last Friday after a fire gutted a shop they were sleeping in Matopo South, Matabeleland South, were buried today.
Another 12 months of incremental decline and hardships for the people of Zimbabwe. That is how opposition parties are characterizing the year 2014, blaming ZANU-PF for failing to address the country's worsening economic situation. The year saw a continuation of company closures in different cities and towns, escalating losses of jobs for thousands of employees who will not be enjoying Christmas the way they may have wished tomorrow. Offering their post-mortem today, the opposition MDC formations lamented the enduring hardships, saying economic and social growth will remain a mirage under the leadership of ZANU-PF. Despite the uninspiring assessment, the Tsvangirai MDC's spokesman, Obed Gutu, tells reporter Ntungamile Nkomo he sees a silver lining in the fissures that are currently rattling ZANU-PF.
The people of Zimbabwe should not lose hope because the darkest hour is just before dawn. We can assure the people of Zimbabwe that we are not going to go as far as 2018 before we get the next elections. ZANU-PF is crumbling like a deck of cards, and the way things are going is such that only a miracle will save that party from a complete and utter collapse. So for all Zimbabweans, be they in the country or in the diaspora, they must know that we as the MDC, we are there and that we are ready and that we are no longer considering ourselves as an opposition party. But as I've already said before, we are actually the government in waiting. Let me take this opportunity to wish all Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe and in the diaspora a very merry and prosperous Christmas, and also a very rewarding and a very, very, very prosperous 2015. Thank you very much.
That was the Tsvangirai MDC spokesperson Obed Gutu on the line from Harare with Ntungamile Nkomo.
A spokesman Nhlanhla Dube of the MDC formation led by Welshman Ncube says the country cannot continue stuck in reverse mode.
For starters, we would like to say to Zimbabweans, both on home soil and in the diaspora, a Merry Christmas. Secondly, as a party, we view 2014 as a year that started off pregnant with hope. However, as the year progressed, more industries closed, more jobs were lost, productivity declined. The economy went into a process of shutdown, so it has now started to recede. So while prices haven't gone up in shops, there are no jobs, money is not being created, so the ability to purchase for Zimbabweans has unfortunately become arrested.
And what are your expectations for the coming year?
Our expectations are hope against hope. Hope against hope in the sense that we are a democratic party. We are a party, of course, that is consolidating itself, that is reorganizing itself through the reunification with the renewal team. So we're going into the new year in full reconstruction mode, preparing ourselves to give again hope to Zimbabweans, to re-excite Zimbabweans into the belief that change through democratic means, peaceful means, can be achieved.
That was spokesman Nhlanhla Dube of the MDC formation led by Welshman Ncube on the line from Bulawayo with Studio 7's Ntungamile Nkomo.
This is Taurai Shava. Thank you for making Studio 7 your number one station. I wish you a Merry Christmas and all the best in the new year.
Chris, it's Christmas Eve, the day when families are normally tying the loose ends as they go to spend Christmas with loved ones. But the majority of the country's civil servants are complaining that their employer has treated them badly this festive season. Many are going for the holidays without their 13th check. Angry with the developments, the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe told Studio 7 today the union is seeking an urgent meeting with government representatives to address the issue of bonuses. PTUZ Secretary General Raymond Majongwe says the government has largely ignored them over the issue, with most civil servants having to read about their fate in the media. He adds when the government communicated, they were being given conflicting information from officials.
The newly appointed Labour Minister Prisca Mfumira today told the Chronicle newspaper that the government will this month pay the majority of the civil servants their bonuses, while the rest will be paid end of January, contradicting information from his predecessor, Tongai Muzenda. Studio 7 failed to reach Mrs. Mfumira or Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa for comment. But reporter Jonga Kandemiri spoke with Raymond Majongwe earlier on.
Apparently, after realizing that government was dilly-dallying on the plight and the fate of civil servants, we communicated to government. And we thought the new minister, Priscilla Mfumira, was going to respond to our request of an urgent meeting after realizing that either the Apex Council has deliberately connived with government or they've gone to sleep. And for that reason, it was very correct for us to make this demand, because in 2013, we had a meeting with Minister Goche on the 23rd and the 24th of December in trying to find a solution. So as far as we are concerned, we are going to try and deal with this particular challenge in full view of the economic reality that our members find themselves in.
Has the minister responded to your request?
We have not heard a response from the minister. All we have heard is that she made a statement in the Chronicle, a Bulawayo paper. But we are worried, because if the minister is going to develop this propensity of responding to proper government processes in the media, then we are also going to respond in the media, because at the end of the day, it is not correct, because we have a statutory responsibility to engage governments in discussions, in formal meetings, and we want the minister to desist from engaging their workers in the media as they are showing up. If this particular subject matter is not addressed, surely the first term for 2015 is in jeopardy. And we are not going to be forced to be coerced or to be intimidated from taking this course of action.
And that was Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe Secretary General Raymond Majongwe in Harare with Studio 7 reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
A president of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, George Nkiwane, tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube it is said that the majority of workers did not get bonuses this festive season.
Workers really are no longer going to enjoy what they thought were going to be the enjoyable festive mood and Christmas, because the majority of them have never been paid their salaries, and those that are expected to be paid their 13th check, they've not been paid. So it's really going to be a bleak Christmas, and it's going to be the worst Christmas ever that we've ever had. The majority of them, particularly the civil servants, you know, the government continuously changes the dates. They promise them, the dates is moved. And in the private sector as well, the majority of them have not been paid their bonus as well. But then the private sector, some of them, honestly, are not being honest to their workers. Some, of course, we know that the companies are going through a very, very hard time. That one we do accept. The majority of them that are in business in private sector, we know they're making profit. But, you know, they do hide behind the economic situation that we are in as a country. And they also claim not to be making profits. And therefore, they're not paying their workers the bonuses that they expected.
Now, talking about Christmas without bonuses, you know, how can you describe it?
That it's a bleak Christmas. It's not a Christmas at all. Because in the Christmas that, you know, you have to enjoy with your families, your relatives, you know, in the African context, when you have the Christmas, you go out there, enjoy with your relatives, extended families.
That was George Nkiwane, president of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Harare.
Meanwhile, many people were struggling today to travel to their rural homes, with most commuter operators increasing bus fare beyond the reach of many. On some routes, however, some drivers were being forced to reduce fares due to lack of activity. In Marondera, commuter operators were charging $4 instead of the usual $2. For distances that normally attract a $5 fare, some commuter operators were charging between $10 and $12.
My name is Augustine Moyo. I wish to say Happy Christmas 2014 and prosperous New Year 2015 to my mother and family in Plumtree. It's the most wonderful time of
the year. It's the Hello, this is Wesley Tashu from Mutare. I'd like to say Happy Holidays, Happy Christmas and New Year to my family, my wife, my Musa and Bea. Happy New Year. Love you still, you know.
There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting.
Hi, Zimbabweans, wherever you are, I wish you a Merry Christmas. Things might be tight, but things will be okay one day. My name is Taure Shumba.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hello, Studio 7 staff. I'm Jeffrey Mutikwi, and I'm in Inyanga. I'd like to say Happy Christmas to all Zimbabweans and the whole world at large. And, of course, my friends and relatives here in Zimbabwe, and I'm in Inyanga. I'd like to say Happy Christmas and a Merry, Merry New Year.
It's the most wonderful time.
Chris, those were Christmas messages sent through the Studio 7 WhatsApp number from our listeners scattered around Zimbabwe and outside. Please continue sending those messages as we go towards the new year. We want to hear your New Year's resolutions and all that you want to say to your loved ones. Thank you so much. We really, truly appreciate. Merry Christmas.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency. Coming up,
four children who died in a fire in Matopo South are buried today.
But first, Chris, we take a look at regional and international news.
A police officer has shot and killed an armed black man in a St. Louis suburb near where an unarmed black teen was killed by a white officer in August.
The shooting took place yesterday at a gas station in Berkeley, Missouri.
St. Louis County Police spokesman John Belmar says the officer encountered two men during a routine check at a gas station.
The spokesman says one of the men pointed a gun at the officer, prompting the officer to open fire. The second man fled the scene.
Belma says the suspect had a history of run-ins with the law, including assault, armed robbery and theft.
Berkeley Mayor Theodore Goskins said during a press conference today that the officer may have saved his own life by shooting the suspect.
After the shooting, a crowd of several dozen residents gathered at the scene and confronted police.
Local media has identified the dead man as 18-year-old Antonio Martin.
Islamic State militants have captured a Jordanian pilot whose plane was shot down in Syria during a combat mission against the extremist group.
The Jordanian army said in a statement today that it is holding the militants responsible for the pilot's life and safety.
The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported earlier that Islamic State forces shot the plane down near Raqqa.
Jordan, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates are all taking part in the US-led air campaign against the Islamic State group in Syria.
According to the Department of Defense, as of December 15, the coalition has conducted 553 airstrikes in Syria.
And representatives of Ukraine, Russia, pro-Russian rebels and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe resumed fresh talks today on a possible settlement of the Ukrainian crisis.
The negotiations are focusing on how to solidify a September ceasefire that has reduced the fighting, the pullback of troops and heavy weapons, prisoner exchanges, and the delivery of humanitarian aid to eastern Ukraine.
Speaking at a cabinet meeting today, Ukrainian Prime Minister Anisey Yarchuk called upon pro-Russian separatists to execute the Minsk protocols.
Ukraine and its Western allies accuse Moscow of supplying the separatists with heavy weapons and Russian army units.
The Kremlin denies the allegations and blames Ukrainian forces for the situation. ...2014 is a year that most people in Africa, especially in Liberia, Sierra Leone and Guinea, would want to erase from their minds due to the deadly Ebola outbreak. The World Health Organization says the death toll from the Ebola outbreak has risen to more than 7,500 people and the number of cases is now nearing 20,000. The latest data reflects recent trends, with Liberia and Guinea seeing a decrease in the rate of Ebola transmissions, while Sierra Leone's cases continue to rise. Those three West African countries account for almost all Ebola deaths. The death toll in other countries remains the same, with 6 deaths in Mali, 8 in Nigeria, and 1 in the United States. Spain and Senegal have both had 1 case, but no deaths. In an interview with Studio 7, African Union Commission Chairperson Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma says Africa, however, managed to turn the Ebola challenge into an opportunity.
But that challenge we have decided to turn into an opportunity. As the AU, it's not our core business to deal with epidemics, but we decided that we are going to show our solidarity and unity with the three countries by mobilizing men and women to go to these countries, health workers to go and strengthen the human resources of these countries. And it has been an opportunity to see how much solidarity there is amongst and between our countries and our peoples. And indeed, we have seen it. We now have more around 500 health workers in these three countries. And in the next 4 weeks, we hope to escalate that to more than 1,000, and that has come from individuals who have volunteered, but also governments who have given us these health workers.
Well, the Centers for Disease Control that you started working on with the United States government, has there been any progress made in as far as that is concerned?
Yes, there is progress, and that progress will be reported to the summit, and then they will decide whether we go forward. But as you know, it's a decision that had been taken but before the Ebola outbreak. But now it needs to be accelerated because of the Ebola outbreak. So there's been plans made, and those plans are going to be given to the heads of state, and then we'll see what they say and then take it from there. But we are working on it and accelerating its establishment.
Are you still calling for African experts who are scattered around the globe to come in and assist in terms of the Ebola crisis for those who have not yet responded?
Well, I think it would be great if they can, or even if they don't come personally to work in these countries, if they can do the same as the African citizens are doing, who are contributing to the Ebola fund that has been established to actually assist and look after health workers in those countries. So I think Africans who are outside, if they are able to come and give their services, it will be good. But if not, they can contribute to the fight themselves by contributing to the Ebola Fund.
That was African Union Commission Chairperson Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma speaking with us from Addis Ababa in Ethiopia.
Four children who were burnt to death last Friday after a fire gutted a shop they were sleeping in at Chipisane village in Matopo South, in Matabeleland South, were buried today after the family received donations from the for the funeral from well-wishers, including Vice President Pelegezela Mpogo, who visited the family Monday. The deceased are 2-year-old Mbongiseni Dube, 3-year-old Tandolwenko Sibebe, Kukuletu Dube, aged 9, and 11-year-old Ipitule Dube. They were left in the care of 20-year-old Limugani Mguni, who reportedly left a gas stove on, prompting it to ignite a petrol container and exploding in the children's room. Mguni, who sustained severe burns, is said to be in a stable condition at United Bulawayo Hospitals. In attendance at the funeral today was Matabeleland South resident Minister Abednego Ncube, Senator Stembile Mlotshwa, Matopo North legislator Neva Kanye, and businessman Mngane Ncube, who donated the 4 coffins. Matopo South legislator Sol Mahalima Ncube of ZANU-PF tells reporter Standekile Mhlanga Vice President Mpoko also visited the graveyard of the family of the late Vice President Joshua Mkabgo Nkomo, which is located next to the village and where Nkomo's father Nyongolo Nkomo is also buried.
The Vice President, Honorable Mpoko, donated his cash in kind, and that cash about $1,000 and groceries worth about $2,000. And we're so relieved. We're happy. We're so happy about that.
Yes, and how is the family coping, and how has this affected everyone in the community?
The community as a whole was affected. I mean, was saddened by this this development. And the family is coping. Because especially that visit by the Vice President of Zimbabwe, I think it's a bit of comfort. I think they're comforted.
What is your advice to the people in your constituency concerning the use of gas and storage of petrol?
They need to be something like an awareness campaign or some. I mean, people need to be taught how to use those gases. Most of us are not familiar with those gases because, as I know, that gas stove was lit. Then, and it didn't even put on that match. It took some time, then it evaporated. So, I mean, they are not aware that how dangerous is that.
That was Matopo South legislator Sol Mahalima Ncube of ZANU-PF on the line from Mapisa in Matabeleland South.
Happy holidays, Studio 7 listeners.
This is yours truly, Ntungameli Nkomo.
And Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, the host of the Women's Forum, wishing you a happy 2015.
The 22-year-old mother who gave birth to four kids 7 months ago, Chris, and whose plight was highlighted by Studio 7, Alice Mtasa, is still at Harare Hospital because she does not have suitable accommodation. She will spend Christmas holidays in the hospital. She told Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye earlier on that the kids are in good health, but she cannot leave hospital as she still has no accommodation suitable for her growing family. Let's hear what she said to Marvelous Mhlanga earlier on.
I will be spending Christmas with my girls here at Harare Hospital, as we have no adequate accommodation yet. I hope that next year things will be different and we can spend it as a family.
That was Alice Mtasa, the mother of quad girls, speaking with Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye from Harare Hospital earlier on.
My name is Precious Shumba. I am the director of the Harare Residence Trust. From the Harare Residence Trust, we wish Zimbabweans a Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2015. Have a blessed holiday.
Chris, now we go to an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In a popular American short story, a young couple, poor but very much in love, frets over what to give each other for Christmas. To buy her husband Jim a chain for his proudest possession, a gold pocket watch, Della sells her proudest possession, her long brown hair, to be made into a wig. Jim finds Della a fine pair of hair combs, but he can pay for them only by trading away his watch. When they exchange gifts and realize what they've done, their now useless presents are all the more precious because of the love and sacrifice they represent. The holiday of Christmas, which millions of Americans and others around the world celebrate today, has inspired many such tales. Some deal with the lessons of generosity and hope, others with the value of friendship, family, and faith. Oddly, one of the most famous, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, is essentially a ghost story. What they have in common is a spirit of redemption and rejoicing that has long touched the human heart. Tradition is as much a part of the holiday as is its spirit. As in much of the world, millions of Americans will exchange gifts, worship together in their various ways, then gather perhaps with family and friends to complete the celebration over dinner. Many will volunteer to help the homeless, hungry, and others in need. These sentiments transcend nationality, however, and even religion. As the world gets smaller, the Christmas spirit is seen in many places, from Europe to Africa and even Asia. In Japan, Christmas is known more as a time to spread happiness rather than as a religious celebration. Presents and cards are exchanged, and parties are often held for children, with games and dancing. In Madagascar, an island nation off the east coast of Africa, it's summer at Christmas time, but even though it's hot, many homes are decorated in the spirit of the season with holly and imitation snow, even though none of them exist there. The message of peace on earth and goodwill toward men is universal, and one that Americans wish to share at this time of year with all citizens of the world.
That was an editorial reflecting American ideals and institutions.
And in sports news, Highlanders Football Club have appointed former Zimbabwe Saints mentor Bongani Mafu as their substantive coach following the firing of Zambian gaffer Kelvin Kaindu before the end of the 2014 soccer season. The club made the announcement yesterday following a three-month search which attracted coaches from as far afield as Brazil, South Africa and other countries. Club Chief Executive Ndumiso Gumede says they settled for Mafu because of his high qualifications and knowledge of Highlanders' history and expectations. Mafu, who has been based in England, holds a UEFA B coaching badge and several other coaching certificates. Gumede tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube the coach is expected to appoint his assistants, build a new team, and produce good results for a club which performed dismally in the last soccer season.
Mafu was actually among the top three that had been identified as possible coaches for the club. And when considerations were made on other factors, chief of which is that our sponsors, Bank APC, have reduced their sponsorship to the club, it was felt prudent that we cut our suit according to the cloth that we have.
Can you give us a bit of a background of this new coach?
Mr. Murphy himself has unquestionable qualifications in football. Granted, he is firstly a school teacher who taught at Milton, at Plumtree and Pagalane in Botswana before emigrating to England, where he spent 15 years. He also is an ardent football follower and is a big supporter of Highlanders. Mafu brings with him a lot of experience gained in England and in Germany.
This contract that he has signed is for how many years?
He has signed a contract for 1 year, which is renewable. We have set up a standard for him to achieve, or else we part ways.
And that was Highlanders Football Club Chief Executive Ndumiso Gumede speaking with Studio 7 from Nyati, Matabeleland, North Province.
And now we recap today's top stories. Opposition political parties say 2014 was another 12 months of incremental decline and hardships for the people of Zimbabwe.
Mixed fortunes on the country's roads as some commuter operators hike fares on busy roads while others are forced to reduce fares due to low Christmas Eve activity.
and four children who were burnt to death last Friday after a fire gutted a shop they were sleeping in Matopo South were buried today.
That's all from us tonight. My name is Chris Gande. Good night.
And I'm Sandra Nyaira, wishing you a blessed evening and a very good night.
Lamugela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolesithathu mhlaka 24 ngompalakazi 2014 siluthulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Lingali chona njani mtuaga zomu ule ola mugela emoe ningenjabulo nguntunga milinko mom.
Lo sita ndegile mtanga.
Enda beni zetu la msanje.
Ikisi musilio kisa mangalisa. Maybe singa expect ukuthi abantu benze okudlula okwansuku zonke. Ngenda bekuthi awula mali. So abantu abasoke bayenze isiphithiphithi. Baza kuzoba ngani ngelinye ilanga nje lizidlulele nje.
Lonyaka ngosuku lokwandulela ikhisimusi ngokwayo abathengisa izitaladini bakhala ngokuthi ibhizimusi ibiphansi ngoba uzulu ekhala ngokuthi kalayo imali yokuthenga akufunayo njengenhlala yenza.
Osele wawuvula umlomo wawuthi buku ngebhonasi engingamchasisa kakho ngaphandle kokuzwa kuthiwa unonqongqoshi wezimali nguye owathinta ukuthi ibhonasi uzabhatala. Sino ukuthi basitshele ukuthi bazibhadala nini abazange bakuveze obala.
Izisebenzi eziningi zikhala ngokuthi kazitholanga imali yebhonasi lonyaka.
Abantwana abane ababhubhe ngolwesihlanu ledluleyo ngemva kokudubuka kwamafutha epetulo ebatshisileyo esitolo abakade belele kuso eChipisane eMatopo South bangcwatshiwe lamuhla.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela.
Namuhla lusuku olwandulela ikhisimusi yalonyaka oluvame ukubonakala ngendlela iningi elisebenzisa ngayo imali ethelithenga impahla lezifela emlonyeni abathengisayo beyichaya imali okwedlula ezinye insuku. Kodwa lonyaka abathengisa ezitaladini bathi kwehlukile ngoba uzulu ekhala ngokuthi kalayo imali yokuthenga akufunayo njengenhlala yenza. Intathe yezindaba yethu Mavis Kamau usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lanxa kuyiziphithiphithi lapha emigwaqweni yedolobha leHarare, uzulu enyakazela ehamba ngokutshiyeneyo abakubhizimusi lokuthengisa impahla ezitaladeni baveza ukuba akusikho kwansuku zonke lapho kuvame ukuphithizela imuli zithenga impahla lokudla okuzasetshenziswa ngosuku lwekhisimusi. Abathengisayo bathi sekulo mahluko omkhulu kubhizimusi ngoba bebalutshwana ababuza intengo yempahla ngenjongo yokufuna ukuthenga bezidingela ukudliwayo okuqakathekileyo okufana labompuphu. Bathi osekusengezelela kulesi simo kuyikuba inengi selikhetha ukugijimela lapho kuthengiswa khona impahla eke yasetshenziswa. Studio 7 ikhulumisane labathengisa ezitaladeni zeHarare kanye loZulu ukuzwa phezu kwemibono yabo kukhangelwa ikhisimusi yalonyaka nxa iqathaniswa leminye iminyaka. Unkosazana Thadiwa Zindoga ohlala emzini we-Epworth ngomunye wabathengisa ezitaladeni zeHarare egxile kakhulu kumpahla ehlukeneyo esebenzela emgwaqweni uNelson Mandela. Yena ke ukhala ngokungathengwa kwempahla yakhe ethi kubangelwa ukuba uZulu akalayo imali yokusebenzisa njengalokho okuvame ukwenzakala ngalesi sikhathi somnyaka. Kuthi unkosikazi Miriam Chimbodza waseNorton yena uthengisa imigodla yokuthwalela impahla endaweni yamabhasi eyaziwa ngokuthi Copacabana edolobheni leHarare ukhala ngokuthi akazi ukuba uzakwenze njani ngabantwana njengoba ingathengwa impahla yakhe. bekuyisoneso lakuZulu okukhala ngokuswela imali ngalesi sikhathi seKhisimusi. Umnumzana Simiso Ndiweni uthi lesi simo sibangelwa yikusilela kwemali kuZulu. Lokhe lisamele limangalise leli khefu leKhisimusi, kodwa uDube weZimbabwe uNdiweni ethi kuyinto edanisayo njalo ingebangelwa yinkokheli ebusayo enganakekeli impilo kaZulu, iphatheke ngokudlephana kubangisanwa izikhundla endaweni yokuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe.
Indlela ilizwe elimi ngayo ngalesi sikhathi indaba zepolitics ezikhona, abakaqalisa ukuthi bakhangele indaba eziletha ukudla ebantwini. Lokhu besadlephana bona ngokwawo, bekhiphana ezihlalweni besenza njalo, but abantu abakakhangeli ukuthi imisebenzi ibuya kanjani and all that. IKhisimusi lokhu isamangalisa. Maybe singa-expect ukuthi abantu benze okudlula okwansuku zonke ngendaba yokuthi awula mali, so abantu abasoke bayenze isiphithiphithi baza kuzaba ngani ngelinye ilanga nje lizidlulele nje.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Thabani Ndlovu oyisakhamuzi semzini weWesley ethi vele kawusekho umahluko ukuba lusuku lweKhisimusi loba hatshi lufana nje lezinye insuku.
Siyasokola lapha, siyahlupheka eZimbabwe, umgabe vele uyazidlela imali zonke zeZimbabwe, njengoba ubona ukuholiday e-Far East khona ngale, thina lapha izizalwane zeZimbabwe siyazihluphekela lapha, kasilayo imali yokudla ngeKhisimusi ngeNew Year, vele siyasokola. IKhisimusi vele ibeyimangalisa kusukisela kudala, iyamangalisa. Mangule mali vele uyaspenda phela ngemuli yakho, uyadla imali yakho ngabangani bakho, kodwa ma imali ingekho vele kuthi ukuthi indlala kuphela, kayisoze ibonakale njengeKhisimusi. Yikuhlupheka, yikusokola kuphela lapha eZimbabwe.
Uthi uNdlovu lo mnyaka ozayo ungathembisi mahluko, kodwa yibona kuza kuba ngumnyaka onzima okuphindiweyo ngoba inkokheli zingazinikeli ekuqedeni indubo kwezomnotho, kodwa iphitsheka ngempi zokulwela izikhundla.
Sizabe lokhu siqhubekela phambili sihlupheka, sizabe lokhu siqhubekela phambili sisokhola, ngoba obomgabe bazabe lokhu belwela izikhundla kuZANPF, uzabe lokhu elunguza ukuthi ngubani ofuna ukuba ngusuccessor wakhe, njengoba bona okwakhathesi sebethethisana uJonathan Moyo, sebefuna ukuthi sebesithi bona umnankagwa kasoze abe successor kamgabe, kutsho ukuthi vele sebesethi agenda eka-2015 akusoze kube le attention kundaba ye-economy. Abantu beZimbabwe sizabe lokhu sihlupheka laba bantu belwela izikhundla kuphela kuZANPF.
Kuthi umnumzana Thendai Maka, yena ohlala emzini waseWarren Park, uthi akasayikholisi iKhisimusi njengalokho akhula ekwenza.
Akula mali, so ngakungela mali into zonke lezi ezasizikuyenza kudala, angiboni ukuthi sizaba le Christmas emnandi. Mina ngiyabe ngikhona endlini, imali zokuhamba zasihlupha. The best thing is uyazihlalela endlini uzibukelele i-TV, ngalikwanisa ukupheka, likwanisa ukupheka lona khonoko, siyasipheka sizidlele okuncane ngasi silakho.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Isimanga yikuba bekunyakazela lapha emabhanga uZulu ephitsheka ngokubhadala imali zabantwana besikolo. Inengi liveze ukuba likubona kungcono ukuhle libhadalele abantwana indleko zesikolo ngayona leyo mali enlutshwana kulokuba behluleke ukubuyela esikolo nxa sezivulwa ekuqaleni komnyaka ozayo ka-2015. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
It's the time of the year to celebrate this miraculous exciting Christmas day.
Unga uchona njani mthwakazi omuhle ondlela zimhlophe? Mina ngingunothando Spanda, ngikufisela iKhisimusi enhle, ngikufisela njalo umnyaka omutsha oka-2015 ogcwele intokozo, ogcwele injabulo, ozale zivusiso. Ngisithi halala, hoza 2015.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Amacele eMDC athi umnyaka ka-2014 ubunzima kakhulu kuZulu weZimbabwe ngoba abantu abaningi beqhubeke belahlekelwa imisebenzi ngenxa yokuvalwa kwamankampani. Athi lanxa kunjalo uZulu kamelanga elahle ithemba. Isikhulumeli seMDC thi umnumzana Obed Gutu uthi ibandla leZANU-PF lehlulekile ukusungula imisebenzi kanye lokuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe njengokwethembisa kwalo ngaphambilini kokhetho olwedluleyo. Amazwi kaGutu agcizelelwe isikhulumeli seMDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Walshman Ncube, umnumzana Nhlanhla Dube.
Lokuqala sizathanda ukuthi sihlisele isizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisekhaya lezi kwamanye amazwe ngesilungu abathi diaspora abakubo makhelwane abasemanye amazweni akhatshana kuboMelika, kuboCanada, kuboBritain. Sibafisele ikhisimusi elihle. Kuqakathekile ukuthi nxa sikhangela umnyaka lo sikhangele ukuthi sivela ngaphi lokuthi kuyini esikukhangelele. Esivela khona sivela esikhathini esokhetho. Ukhetho lolu ekunqobe khona iZANU-PF. Asisaze siqede isikhathi sikhuluma ngokuthi kuyini esakusolayo ngokunqoba lokho kuyaziwa ngumhlaba wonke. Ithe isinqobileke yathembisa okuningi, yathembisa imisebenzi edlula amamiliyoni amabili. Imisebenzi kayikatholakali, izibhedlela kazilamithi ziyavala, odokotela bayastraka, amatitsha athi azastraka ngomnyaka ozayo. Kuningi okungatholakaliyo, amagetsi alokhu ehlupha, amanzi ayakhathaza, aweHarare lokhu abagulise ngcolile. Uzananzelela-ke ukuthi ngomnyaka obe uxubene, uxubene ngokuthi besile nkangelelo enkulu ukuthi iZANU-PF iqala lo hulumende njengoba isingu hulumende iyodwa izakwenza-ke konke ekwenelisayo ukuthi lokhu ekade kuthembisa abantu kungabi yize. Kodwa sinanzelela ukuthi hayi balokhu ebephatheke kakhulu ngokuthembisa njengesitimela sikathemba lo amukela, kodwa isiporo sangikhona lensimbi zangikhona kazikakhanga.
Umnyaka ozayo likhangelela ukuthi obe ngumnyaka onjani?
Thina njengenhlanganiso ngumnyaka esiwukhangelela ukuthi sizaqala okokuqala njengenhlanganiso sihlanganisa ibandla lethu le-MDC le-MDC Renewal Team. Sikhangelele ukuthi ngomnyaka ozaqala ukuthi sibumbe sihlanganisa ingqondo zalabo abafisa ukuthi sidinge untshintsho eZimbabwe ngendlela yokuthula, ngendlela enhle, ngendlela engela kuchitheka igazi, ngendlela engela kuthukana kumbe kuthwalelana intonga.
Umnumzana Nhlanhla Dube yisikhulumeli se-MDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Walsh Mencube.
Ngilifisela ikhefu lekhisimusi eligcwele ukujabula okukhulu. Liwungene lingabaphilileyo umnyaka omutsha ka-2015. Abatshayelayo litshayele ngonanzelelo lapha emgwaqweni, lingaze lakhohlwa ukuyilondoloza impilakahle.
Izisebenzi eziningi eZimbabwe zikhala ngokuthi kazitholanga imali yebhonasi lonyaka yokuthenga okudingakalayo okokuthakazelela ikhefu lekhisimusi njenganhlala yenza. Iziphathamandla zikahulumende lezamankampani azimele wodwa zikhala ngokuthi akula mali yokubhadala ibhonasi. Inhlanganiso emele izisebenzi eZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions ithi izisebenzi eziningi kazitholanga lutho loba ezinye ziphiwe leyo bhonasi eyingcosana ngabaqatshi. Abamele izisebenzi zikahulumende bathi uhulumende unike amasosha lamapholisa ibhonasi, wathembisa ukuthi ezinye izisebenzi zizathola imali le ekupheleni kukampalakazi. Kodwa umnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu, umqondisi wenhlanganiso emele amalungelo ababalisi eZimbabwe Teachers Association, utshele uKeeps Dube Studio 7 ukuthi akulalutho abaluthenjisiweyo nguhulumende. Yena esanda ukuxotsha isiphathamandla sohlangothi lwezisebenzi umnumzana Nicholas Goche.
Lokho sikuzwa ngabafiki bebunda ukuthi bathi bazabhadala ibhonasi ngomhlaka-30, kanti njalo futhi esikutholayo ukuthi bona nxa bekhuluma manjena bangani badonde ukukhuluma lahle, ngoba ngabe bafisa ukukhuluma nathi ngabe bayakhuluma ukuthi ozanifika itshele ukuthi ibhonasi liyeni liyayithola mina. So kwakathi singaza kethatha amagama aphuma kumaphephandaba siwenze ikhulumiso.
Iziphathamandla zikahulumende zagcina nini ukuthi zikhulumelani ngebhonasi?
Oseke wawuvula umlomo wawuthi buku ngebhonasi engingamchasisa kakho ngaphandle kokuzwa kuthiwa unongqongqoshi wezimali nguye owathinta ukuthi ibhonasi uzabhadala. Thina ukuthi basitshele ukuthi bazibhadala nini abazange bakuveze obala. Kuzwa ngabanye abasondela phansi kwezombuso loke sikuzwa ngezinye izisebenzi ezinkoka, kodwa abakumele bakhulumisane nathi abakasithinti.
Lina like lazama yini Ndlovu ukuthi libathinte ukuze thi likhulumisane?
Sesibhalile izincwadi kaninginingi okwamanje qasilayo umuntu osipha impendulo, njengoba usazi ukuba ngaku-public service ngale kuguquguquliwe into eziningi. Okwamanje nxa ngikhuluma nje kasilaye uchairman we-NJNC onguye ofanele ukuthi naye wemukela izincwadi zethu abe sezihambisa kuhulumende akhulume lawo. Okwesibili nje unongqoshi omutsha oloke mhlawumbe naye safunda ukuthi into zibanjwa kanjani kanti lo msekelo wakhe ngakho. Kube sekufithi lalo omela izisebenzi zikahulumende ngale ngokuxokisana wethu usowashintshwa, kasekho, uphiwe umsebenzi ngaphandle kwelizwe. also kusho ukuthi ikudla MJMC okwamanje yephukile kayila ndlela yokukhuluma.
So ke singathi izandla zenu zibotshiwe lapha akulanto engayenza.
Okwamanje ngikhuluma ngisho njalo ngoba akulanto sibile singayenza ngamandla okuthi sixoxisane phana amacebo aphezulu. Kodwa ngathi singaxoxisani sizabe sesifanise kanje.
Lo mnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu, umqondisi wenhlanganiso emele amalungelo ababalisi eZimtha, ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 eseHarare.
Siphinde sakhuluma lo mnumzana George Nkiwane, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, yena othi kuyadanisa ukuthi izisebenzi eziningi kazitholanga ibhonasi lonyaka.
Abanye bayitholayo but balutshwane kakhulu abayitholayo.
Abangayitholanga baba Nkiwane kutwani?
Yingalaba bakahulumende laba esela khona ukuthi bazayithiwa kuphiwa amadesi atshintshe kuphiwa amadesi atshintshe akondakali ukuthi bazayithola kumbe abasayitholi. Kwamanye ama-companies laba bahle batshele sibili ukuthi ungaungatholi isalari ibhonasi yabo uzayithola ngathi manje.
So manje-ke kujoni khonokhu baba Nkiwane?
Kuthengisa ukuthi impilo sinzima babaduweko ukuthi ngathesi lanxa usebenza sisebenza nje lokuyani ukuthi ngiye emsebenzini but vele ungazi lokuthi uzahola kumbe aholi lokuthi uplane nje kona kuthi hhayi ngikhangelela kusasa ukuthi ngiza kwenzani akusiko sokwahlu
pho ke isikhathi sekhisimusi sinjani kungela bonus?
Sinzima kakhulu bonje ngikhuluma lezinye izisebenzi sibili kunzima kakhulu babadue and uyabona kathese into ebuhlungu ukuthi izisebenzi zicinga sezigwereda zicabanga ukuthi kumbe le imali abayithengiswayo bazayithola but abanye bebacebisa sekuthi kungcono sifunde sibili kungabe kungenalutho sizihlalele ngoba ukukhwereda khona kuthemba ukuthi imali izabuya ungayiswela sozingenisa ezikweredini lokuthi vela uzozwakhwanisa ukuzibhadala.
Manje-ke nxa sisikhuluma-ke ngokuthi akula mabhonasi lawa imuli zidlani ngesikhathi sekhisimusi?
Hayi kuyahawulisa kuyahawulisa sinto abane khona sibili sibona ukuthi hayi ayisikho ngoba yabona kudala kwakusithi ngoba lesihlobo nje sekuthi ngesesouth africa ngombe singaphi ngombe sipheshea angakunika $5 la utshintshe izimdola uyakwanisa ukuthenga udlela abantwana kathesi vele sekufana vele labo bayabebuya bekhala so hayi zindlala zodwa sibili mzeni mengo.
Kodwa-ke nxa sesikhangela-ke kumakampani lapha akhona phela amanye ayenza imali engani nengisibile kwamagama so-ke bolabo nxa bephiwe amabhonasi bangabe bephiwe amabhonasi anganani?
Kuya ngokuthi lavumelanani ngoba ibhonasi ukuze liyithiwe iyabe i-content of service liyavumelana abanye ngama-10% abanye i-double salary yenu abanye ikota kuya ngokuthi i-agreement yenu ekhona ithini.
Lo ngumnumzana George Nkiwane, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-ZCTU obekhuluma ecingweni loGibbs Dube weStudio 7. Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma lo mphathintambo omutsha ohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezisebenzi unkosikazi Priscilla Mupfumira ngoba umakhalekhukhwini wakhe ubengabambeki emoyeni.
Abantwana abane ababhubhe ngolwesihlanu olwedluleyo ngemva kokudubuka kwamafutha epetulo ebatshisele esitolo abakadebelele kuso eChipisane eMatopo South bangcwatshiwe lamuhla khonale eMatopo. Umeli weMatopo South edalele ephalamende umnumzana Saul Mahalima Ncube owebandla lezanu PF utshele Studio 7 ukuthi imoli le ithole usizo lokungcwaba laba abantwana olugoqela oluvela kumsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko yena ovakatshele limuli kuthange. Ababhubhileyo babalisa izelamani uMbongiseni Dube obeleminyaka emibili, uGugulethu Dube obeleminyaka eyisitshiyagalolunye kanye lo iPhithule Dube obeleminyaka elitshumi lanye. Unina wababhubhileyo uNkosazana Siphiwe Dube ubikwa esithi ubevakatshele ekhaya abantu bakhe baze besale bebhubha. Omunye obhubhileyo kungozi yinye nguthando lwenkosi Bhebhe obeleminyaka emithathu. Abantwana laba babikwa bebesele lo mnumzana Limukani Mguni oleminyaka engamatshumi amabili onguye olayithe isitofu esisebenzisa amandla egasi wasephuza ukusilumathisa okubangele ukuthi iphethulo ebigciniwe kuleyo ndawo layo ilumathe. Abakade besemngcwabeni lamuhla nguSibalukhulu umphathintambo weMathebeleland South umnumzana Bednico Ncube, uSenator Sithembile Mlotshwa, umnumzana Neva Khanye omela iMatopo North edalele ephalamende, abantwana besikolo seSt Jesa kanye lo mnumzana Mngane Ncube isiphathamandla seHawk Flight Construction onguye obikwa incedise imuli ngamabhokisi okungcwaba abantwana.
Ku-Livestock lamhlanje sikhangela udaba lwezisebenzi ezikhala ngokuthi kaziphiwanga amabhonasi lonyaka.
Tumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Sokuyisikhathi sokulibalela imbiko esiyithola ngeWhatsApp la ku-email evela kini balaleli. Oqala lamhlanje umbiko uvela kuDumezweni Masuku othi ngithanda ukuthi Merry Christmas kunkosikazi wami uLois Joe lemuli yonke yako Masuku. Owesibili umlaleli uthi siyabonga ngokuqhuba kuhle umsebenzi. Ngithanda ukubingelela bonke abakomaqethu kaDube labo bonke abalaleli beStudio 7 eGwanda, eBuvuma, Selonga kanye leChanya Ugwe. Mina ngingumfundisi Dube ngiseBotswana.
UPatson Bozodla bangane oseGogwe esemchembo uthi ngifuna ukufisela iKhisimusi lomnyaka omutsha kubo bonke abangaziyo izihlobo labangani. Ngifisela u-2015 oyithukela. Ngibingelele unkosikazi wami uMagujwa nabantwana uMafana loMankosi.
Kube nomlaleli weStudio 7 okhohlwe ukubetha igama lakhe othi salibonani basakazi abahle. Bengicela ukubingelela laba emoyeni. Ngibingelela umama ongizalayo uNakamdingazwe kuze uRosetta, uMasalo, uMatshawu baseZimbabwe besekuza uBernard uKhumbu oseUK. Ngingakhohlwa uSikhethi Ntombi, Brian, Mike, Nonoza, loMandla laba baseIreland. Ngithi ngiyalithanda kakhulu lonke.
Sizokuba njalo lomunye umlaleli othi linjani sithandekile loNkomo kanye loJonga. Siyalibonga ngokusipha indaba zeqiniso. Ngicela ulibingelele ukhulu wami uChuma logogo uMampofu ngisithi injani iKhisimusi ibizonge ngoNcobezitha Mambo.
Umnumzana Rafael Mavela yena uthi kuqala ngibingelela lonke basakazi beStudio 7. Ngingathaba ukuzwa ifundwa emoyeni eyami. Hayi, ngithemba ke uyayizwa ifunda uyathaba Rafael. Uyaqhubeka esithi ngibingelela abalandelayo uSiwele Mpini Dube, uIndependence Nyoni, uMkhululi Khowancube, uSipho Ndlovu, uBezeniya Ncube, uLove Moncube, loMlisa, loSilungise, bonke laba basebhinga. Ngithi kibo limani kakhulu njalo ngibafisela ikhefu elihle lomnyaka omutsha olithukela. Asizweni abanye abalaleli bethu abasithumele imbiko yabo ngawabo amazwi bezikhulumela besebenzisa iWhatsApp.
Mina ngikwazi khona Dube, ngifisela izihloko zami impilo enhle, ngifisela iKhisimusi elihle ngomnyaka omutsha omude. Ngisithi kubatshayeli sithele ngonanzelelo singatshayeli sidakiwe. Ngiyabonga.
Linjani Blessing Zulu lonke nje elisebenza khona ngapha eStudio 7 yalibingelela. Ngicela ngibingelele ekhaya eCholojo esigabeni sakoMathupula elayinini leSouthweni. Ngibingelela umama onzalayo ngithi Khisimusi enhle mama. Mina soze mbuye khona ngapha ekhaya seDRC. Ngisuke lapho ngiye lapho endihlala khona eKadoma emunomthapa. Ngibingelela abantwabami abathi uNasibongile, loSibongile, loThemba abahlala ku-house number 2430 Munomthapa eKadoma. Ngidibe le Khisimusi enhle. Mina soze mbuye ngoba ngingapha eDRC enxenza kuya khona ngapho ekupheleni komnyaka. Ngiyabonga. Imuze Fania Ndebele eDRC.
Sakubona lapha eStudio. Igama lami nguPhumlani Moyo, ngihlala eJohannesburg eSouth Africa. Ngithanda ukubulisa umdeni wakomoyo oselupani esigabeni sePupu. Mbingelela kakhulu umama uMagumbo ongizalayo, ngithi mama ngiyakuthanda, ube noKhisimusi noNew Year omnandi.
Umzulu odlulayo lona enijani lonke. Ngibingelela abazali bami ekhaya ukuthi ngiyazi ngibafisela umnyaka omuhle kanye neKhisimusi enhle njalo. Size sibonane abaphile. Ngiyabonga.
Sibonge abalaleli labo abasithumele imbiko yabo ngeWhatsApp bezikhulumela ngawabo amazwi. Okugcina esilayo umlaleli ngubani Gibbs?
Okugcina umlaleli lamhlanje uthi libosipha ithuba lokusekela ezinye izenkulumo zenu. Ngicela ukubingelela imuli yami eKhwekhwe, umama uMangwenya, abafowethu koNcube. Lithi ngithe Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Nawe mlaleli ulakho ukusithumela owakho umbiko ngenombolo ze WhatsApp ezithi 1202-465-0318 kumbe nge-email kustudio7@voanews.com. Okwamanje sasilitshiya ezandleni zika Chris Gande esinika uhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba.
Lichona njani izulu kandaba mphakazi omuhle olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu igama lami ngu Chris Gande sidibana njalo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba lichona lendaba njengoba ke kusasa kulilanga eliqakathekileyo ilanga lekhisimusi sixoxa lo mnumzana Isaac Mpofu umlobi olodumo njalo elikholwa lesiKristu. Ya ungasitshela nje okwakuqala ukubana nxa usikhangela ikhisimusi yalezi nsuku uqathanisa le lapho lisakhula ubona njani umehluko?
Umehluko omkhulu kakhulu baba, ngoba sisakhula ikhisimusi yayiyinto eqakathekileyo, sasichaphazela sithengele izigqoko ezintsha ukuthi hawu sizazigqoka ngekhisimusi. Njalo abantu wonke bomango babeyithakazelela, kunganathwa amatshwala njengoba esenathwa khathesi. Yebo kambe babuphekwa sibili obekhisimusi kodwa kungela buphopho. Njalo ikhisimusi sasiyisikhathi sokuthi abantu badle lokhu abangakudliyo phakathi kwesikhathi. Thina izinkwa sasizizwele ekhisimusini, sasizilinge emakhaya. Okwakukukhulu kungamahewu lamachakada. Yikho ke lamhlanje hayi ikhisimusi isithathwa ngenye indlela eyehlukileyo. Mhlawumbe singachaza siye phambili nxa silokhu sikhuluma.
Ye nxa sikhangele ukubana njengekholwa lona ilanga leli laliphathwa njani njalo kathesi ubona ungani sokuyikujabula kuphela yini kungela Kristu phakathi?
Ilanga lekhisimusi kumakholwa amanengi, angitsho wonke amakholwa, babelithatha lokhu abakufundiswa ngabanali abafundisa ukuthi uJesu wazalwa ngasona lesi sikhathi. Abantu bekukholwa bengelalo olunye ulwazi, bephila ngalolu lwazi ukuba ikhisimusi njengoba ikhumbuza ukuzalwa kukaJesu, hawu babesiya sibile emasontweni bengakaye ekujabuleni. Kwakuvukwa ekuseni kuyiwe esontweni kuyekhonzwa. Kungathunywa-ke esontweni sekuthiwa hhayi sekuyiwa emakhisimusini. Kwakusiba kabili baba, engxenye izakhamuzi zalapho kule echurchi khona okukholwa khona bahle bathi ngelanga lekhisimusi bazaletha izinto ukuthi abantu bephuma enkonzweni bajabule bendawonye. Awu, kunathwa amahewu, kudlithizwa inyama ngoba babedinga le nkomo izohlatshwa, kujatshulwe sibili. Abanye babesenza umkhosi uvele ube khonapho echurchi ilanga lonke nje kuze kuchitheke ntambama, kanti abanye babesithi hayi akuphele esontweni masinyane siye kosibani bani lapha okule khisimusi khona. Ngoba ikhisimusi yayisenziwa emakhaya, kuthiwe lamhla ikobani, kusasa ikobani. Yayisithatha isikhathi sonke kusukela njengelanga lakusasa kuze kuye kuba phakathi kweJanuwari ngoku kuthiwa ikhisimusi. Kusenziwa imikhosi eyehlukeneyo ezindaweni ngezindawo, emizini ngemizi. Jesu Kristu.
Yeah, lingaqhubeka lapha.
Bengithi isiKristu yiso esasikhokhela phambili. Abantu bekukholwa ukuthi ikhisimusi ngekaKristu, yikho ke babesukumela phezulu babe lokujabula. Amakholwa labangakholwayo labo babekuthatha ngaleyo ndlela.
Hayi, isikhathi yiso esingani sesidliwe ngumangoye. Ungavalelisa abalaleli ubafisela le khisimusi enhle?
Ngikakulungile baba. Hayi balaleli, ilanga lakusasa lilanga elikhulu kumakholwa umhlaba wonke ungaka.
Ayi siyabonga Chris Kande ngokusethulela uhlelo liphuma lendaba lishone lendaba sesifika emaphethelweni isihlobo esithandekayo ngilifisela ikhisimusi elilichukela yimi untungamili inkomo
lo sithandekile mhlanga.